I love my mother. Not an unusual thing for a person to say. I don't ever remember not loving her. I do remember as a child, at one stage, wishing that she might break her leg, but not hurt herself, and that she might be laid up in bed, so that I could be free to do various things without having her cast her beady eye over me, so that she'd be kind of incapacitated, but not in pain. Never wished pain on my mother. Anyway, this is a little introduction to something I found. You know the way you go through an attic and you find something there? Well, I went through my old blog, called From Bath to Cork with Baby Grace. And in August 2006, I wrote something to my mother. And I thought I'd read it to you. It's a short poem. And I wrote it because in the family, one of my sisters was putting together a book for my mother. So this was my contribution to that book. Dear Mum, if I simply say you're the best mum I've ever had, you'll know I'm in touch with previous lives. But you'll deserve it, because you brought us up to think and duel with words and look beyond to the next time when I shouldn't be late or break house rules, lest you and I would give and take for hours and hours. So I would learn and yearn to be my own person, as is your way. Dear Mum, if I simply say you're the best mum I've ever had, you'll know I'm in touch with previous lives. But you'll deserve it, because you brought us up to think and duel with words and look beyond to the next time when I shouldn't be late or break house rules, lest you and I would give and take for hours and hours. So I would yearn. No, so I would learn and yearn to be my own person, as is your way. The end.